Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD enthusiast, back with another dose of focus fuel for your day. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care. Isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? While those are definitely nice, self-care is so much more than pampering yourself. It's about building a foundation of well-being that directly impacts your mental health and, guess what, your ability to concentrate. Think of it as tuning up your internal engine. You wouldn't neglect your car, right? So why would you do the same with your mind? Today, we're diving deep into the vital link between self-care and both focus and mental well-being. Because let's be real, sometimes our brains feel like they're running on fumes, struggling to keep up with everything life throws at us. But what if I told you that taking care of yourself isn't just a luxury, it's a superpower? Here are five key takeaways to supercharge your self-care game. Firstly, understand that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Ever felt like you're constantly giving and giving without replenishing your own reserves? You start feeling drained, scattered, and unable to focus. That's a clear sign your well-being needs a boost. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. So, prioritize activities that recharge your batteries, whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee. Secondly, find what truly nourishes you. Forget the generic self-care advice, everyone's different. What works for one person might feel like a chore for another. Experiment with different activities until you discover what genuinely brings you joy and relaxation. Maybe it's painting, dancing, coding, or even just taking a long bath. The key is to find something that makes your soul sing. Thirdly, don't underestimate the power of movement. Exercise isn't just about physical fitness, it's a phenomenal mood booster and brain power enhancer. Even a short walk can clear your head, reduce stress, and improve your focus. So lace up those sneakers and get moving. Your brain will thank you for it. Now, here's something super important. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. You wouldn't skip brushing your teeth, would you? Treat self-care with the same level of importance. Schedule it into your day, just like any other appointment. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it gets easier. Lastly, remember to be kind to yourself. You're not perfect, and that's okay. Some days will be better than others. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day or two of self-care. Just get back on track when you can. It's about progress, not perfection. Think about this. Imagine you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and unable to focus. Now imagine you take 30 minutes for a calming walk in nature. How do you feel after? Lighter? More energized? More capable of tackling your tasks? That's the power of self-care in action. I'll tell you, I used to be terrible at prioritizing self-care. I'd work myself to the bone, neglecting everything else. Then one day, I hit a wall, literally. Overworked and exhausted, I couldn't focus enough to finish a simple report. That's when I realized, I was running on empty. So, I started making small changes, taking breaks for walks, listening to music that calms me down, carving out time for hobbies I enjoy. It wasn't easy at first, but the benefits were undeniable. My focus improved dramatically, my stress levels plummeted, and I felt more energized and fulfilled overall. Now, remember what we talked about today. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's not just about bubble baths and face masks, it's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Find what truly brings you joy and relaxation, make it a non-negotiable part of your routine, and be kind to yourself along the way. Ready to unlock your full potential? Take action. Start by scheduling 30 minutes of self-care into your day tomorrow. What will it be? A walk in nature, a good book, or maybe even just some time for quiet reflection? Share your plans in the comments below. Let's keep each other accountable and inspired. Until next time, stay focused, stay well, and keep chasing those dreams.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.